Hello and welcome to the Monday, November 16th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm sure today you probably will receive at least one email with a suspicious word attachment. Maybe you have to dig in your spam folder for it, but if you find one, you now got a little how-to here by Xavier about how to go about analyzing these suspicious word documents. As usual, be careful when you do this, but what Xavier essentially walks you through is how to use tools like OliDump and the like to figure out what the embedded payload is of the Word document and to extract it, maybe to decode part of it. And Let's Encrypt, the initiative that is trying to get everybody to use SSL, will open up its beta testing on December 3rd. At this point, you will be able to retrieve fully functional SSL certificates for free. I recently signed up for their closed beta and everybody can do it. So there's really not a big difference between closed and open beta. The only difference really is that right now you may have to wait a couple days before you get invited on December 3rd. Everybody will be able to sign up and retrieve SSL certificates. A big push here is also to automate the installation of these certificates. That's the part that's really still in beta. I tried it on my Mac. On the Mac, it really doesn't work well yet, at least using the software from Let's Encrypt. On the other hand, the Linux version works really quite well at this point. So if you have at this point a hobby website or something like that and would like to use SSL for it, give Let's Encrypt a try. And like I said, you can wait till December 3rd or just apply for an account now, and likely within a day or two, you will receive the invite. And with all the attention paid to basic graphics library vulnerabilities, like on Windows with the open font issues that keep going back, stage fright on Android, it's important to note that last week libpng released an update that fixes a number of vulnerabilities. These vulnerabilities are essentially simple buffer overflows that can easily be exploited. So with that, make sure that you update libpng as soon as your distribution updates it. Haven't seen an update yet, I think, for CentOS. Checked before this podcast, but may have to check again later. And just to show how hard it is sometimes for malware to actually disappear, turns out Configure is back. Now, Configure had its heydays in around 2009, so about 6 years ago. And back then, actually, I think we talked a couple times about USB devices that people purchased that had Configure pre-installed, usually because some device on a manufacturing line, for example, was infected and then spread this infection. The latest infection comes from these body cameras that, of course, are kind of in vogue right now. So a lot of them are being ordered, and apparently the electronics supplier here was Martel Electronics that delivered these cameras pre-infected with Configure. Of course, overall, that points to a very lax security and quality control here with these devices that, of course, do store some sensitive and private information. And earlier I mentioned how Let's Encrypt is pushing for the widespread use of SSL. Now, for a while now, Cloudflare has offered SSL for free for its customers with certificates and all. As a new service, Cloudflare now offers DNSSEC, which of course is sort of the second piece to this puzzle to make sure that users end up at the website or the service that they're intending to connect to. So really, DNSSEC and SSL both work together to make sure that you're connecting to the right site. DNSSEC has always scared DNS admins somewhat, in particular, since it's easy to mess up in some configurations and then end up essentially with a denial of service against yourself. And secondly, also the threats against DNS are not as apparent as, for example, man in the middle attack. attacks against HTTP. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.